Trump, Biden illegally using all of the levers of law enforcement to jail me. By Nick Gilbertson on December 25, 2023. Former President Donald Trump slammed President Joe Biden on Christmas, contending Biden is illegally using all of the levers of law enforcement to put him in jail. Trump, who was indicted four times in 2023, with two coming from Biden's Department of Justice, zoned in on Biden in a pair of Truth Social posts on Christmas morning. In his first post, he predicted that 2024 will be remembered by history as the year of great and fully coordinated illegal election interference, alleging a joint effort between the Biden administration and attorneys general and district attorneys throughout the country. Despite this, Trump believes 2024 will culminate in a general election victory for him. 2024 will go down as the year of great and fully coordinated illegal election interference by crooked Joe Biden, the worst and most corrupt president in the history of the United States, the DOJ, FBI, AGs, and DAs throughout the country. But despite it all, in the end, there will be a big and glorious victory for those brave and valiant patriots who want to make America great again. Merry Christmas to all. In a follow-up post, Trump wrote, "It's hard to have a truly great Christmas when you have a crooked and incompetent president who wants to put his political opponent in jail, and who has been working hard, for a change, illegally using all of the levers of law enforcement, to do so. We are in the fight of our lives to save our country from madness and doom. MAGA 2024," he added. While Trump has been charged under two indictments brought by DOJ Special Counsel Jack Smith, he has also been indicted twice at the state level, in New York and Georgia. Those cases were pursued by left-wing district attorneys Alvin Bragg of New York County and Fani Willis of Fulton County, Georgia. Trump faces a maximum of 717.5 years in prison if convicted on all charges in all cases, and the maximum penalties are imposed, as Breitbart News noted. Although Trump faces 91 charges collectively, the indictments have coalesced Republican support behind Trump, as he is the leading GOP candidate with Iowa causes less than a month away. He also has the edge in many national and battleground state polls in hypothetical matchups with Biden, who, as Gallup reported Friday, has the worst approval rating, 39%, to this point of an administration of any president dating back to President Jimmy Carter in 1979.